Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Three employees fired after death of Legacy Living resident. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Three employees of the Legacy Living and Rehabilitation Center in Gillette have been terminated following the death of an 88-year-old resident earlier this month. According to the Gillette News Record, police were called to the facility on January 10th after the woman, a memory care wing resident, was found unresponsive in the facility's courtyard. She was pronounced deceased at the scene. At Thursday night's Campbell County Health Board meeting, CEO Matt Shahan provided an update explaining that an internal investigation was launched immediately after the incident. The facility also paused new admissions as a precaution. Shahan confirmed that one full-time employee and two contract staff members are no longer with Legacy Living. The contract administrator has also been terminated, and the staffing agency's agreement has been amended. Additional safety measures are now in place, including assigning a registered nurse to oversee quality reviews and auditing past reports and incidents to ensure standards are met. Board Chair Tom Murphy called the staff terminations a tough but necessary decision and emphasized the board's commitment to restoring trust and safeguarding residents. Campbell County sees decline in suicide cases. Prevention efforts continue. Campbell County is seeing fewer suicide cases after a two-year spike, though experts say it's too early to confirm a trend. Ashley McRae, the county's suicide prevention specialist, reported 12 cases in 2024, down from about 20 in 2022 and 2023. The Gillette News Record reported prevention measures like crisis training for law enforcement and hotline stickers with QR codes may be making an impact. McRae noted that in just 3 weeks, those QR codes were scanned over 1,000 times and calls to helplines have increased. Crisis intervention team training for law enforcement also helps officers connect with people in crisis with mental health resources, reducing jail time and promoting support. McRae emphasized the cultural and economic challenges residents face, but urged the community to continue seeking help, saying reaching out is a sign of strength. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.